Finding a software leader with a powerful moat. In a market obsessed with quarterly results and narratives that change by the week, today's screen searches for the exact opposite, companies that are built to last for decades. The screen identifies the next generation of enduring businesses, before they're widely recognized. The emerging Lindy screen is about finding future Lindys, businesses that combine invention with discipline, transforming broken industries through structural innovation, vertical integration, and cultural resilience. The screen is designed to uncover the next Amazon or Apple, the types of compounding machines we aim to own long before the world catches on. To see the criteria used to create the emerging Lindy screen, go here. As of the close of trading on Thursday, May 7th, the following 32 stocks met these criteria. Highs and lows each week. We also monitor any stocks in the market making 52-week highs. We do this because any stock on its way to generating 2x, 3x, or 10x returns will spend a lot of time making new 52-week highs along the way. Thus, the 52-week high list provides an opportunity to flag these potential high performers before they really break out, with a particular emphasis on lower profile, less widely followed stocks that might have otherwise gone unnoticed. Notable stocks making a 52-week high this week: NVIDIA, NVDA, Alphabet, GOOG, Apple, AAPL, Amazon, AMZN, Morgan Stanley, MS, Analog Devices, ADI, Union Pacific, UNP, Starbucks, SBUX, CVS Health, CVS, Howmet Aerospace, HWM, Cummins, CMI, Fortinet, FTNT, Ross Stores, ROST, Norfolk Southern, NSC, Simon Property Group, SPG, Keysight Technologies, KEYS, Microchip Technology, MCHP, Amatec, AME, Public Storage, PSA, Electronic Arts, EA, Rockwell Automation, ROK, Flex, FLEX, Global Foundries, GFS, Amcor Group, EME, presented by Paradigm Press. Oil prices could send these three stocks soaring if the turmoil in the Middle East has you rushing to buy oil stocks right now. Stop and read this. The biggest gains from the last oil crisis didn't come from oil companies. The top-performing energy stocks were tiny, practically unknown, and every major oil company in America was completely dependent on them. Today, it's the exact scenario, except the scale is roughly 13,000 times larger. That's why I just vetted three of these companies in this exact same position. But this time it's not just oil that's driving them higher. Trump's latest initiative could lead this sector to a major surge. Editor's note: keep in mind, we only accept advertising from publishers we know to offer well-researched ideas vetted by a legal team, excellent customer service, and reasonable refund policies. Paradigm Press is one such partner. We do not, however, under any circumstances make any representations about their investment ideas or strategies, nor will we warrant them as equal to our own. We do recognize that the markets are tempestuous and, at times, ideas that we may not endorse prove valuable. We also monitor stocks on the 52-week low list. In many cases, the names on this list are there for good reason. The market is often correctly pricing in weak fundamentals. However, once in a while, a great business with excellent long-term prospects finds itself on this list due to a temporary setback. This can create the rare opportunity to buy top-shelf merchandise at bargain basement prices. Notable stocks making a 52-week low last week: McDonald's, MCD, Abbott Laboratories, ABT, Danaher, DHR, Progressive, PGR, Stryker, SYK, Sanofi, SNY, Medtronic, MDT, Marsh & McLennan, MRSH, Republic Services, RSG, Zoetis, Cognizant Technology Solutions, CTSH, Broadridge Financial Solutions, BR, Tractor Supply, TSCO, NVR, NVR, Leidos Holdings, LDOS, Trimble, TRMB, Jacobs Solutions, JARXS, ARXS, McCormick & Company, MKC, Best Buy, BBY, Cooper Companies, COO, Hormel Foods, HRL, Jack Henry & Associates, JKHY, Pilgrim's Pride, PPC, Mosaic Company, MOS, Partners Only, the gold standard in digital forensics. The company we're introducing this week has recently shown up on the list of stocks making new 52-week lows. However, as we'll detail below, there's been no deterioration in its business model or financial results that can explain the decline in share price. Instead, investors have preemptively sold the stock on fears of a future disruption due to the rise of new artificial intelligence, AI, capabilities. We believe this is a mistake, setting up a lucrative contrarian opportunity in one of the cheapest and highest quality businesses in today's market. Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, is the global leader in digital forensics hardware and software. Law enforcement agencies use its products to access, analyze, and manage digital evidence from mobile phones and other devices. With more than 7,000 customers worldwide, Cellebrite sells its forensics tools in all 50 U.S. states and all 27 EU national police organizations. In the old days of crime fighting, law enforcement relied on fingerprints and DNA analysis to solve cases. But today, data is king, with 90% of modern-day crimes leaving behind a trail of digital evidence from smartphones, smartwatches, tablets, and computers. But tapping into this digital footprint isn't easy. To safeguard consumers, device makers like Apple and Samsung deploy state-of-the-art encryption and other security protocols into phones, computers, and tablets. That's where Cellebrite comes in, with its three key products that include INSEE's data extraction software designed to tap into over 31,000 devices, including cell phones, personal computers, tablets, as well as USBs and other data storage devices, Guardian evidence management software for storing, reviewing, and sharing data securely. The critical feature of Guardian software is that it maintains a secure chain of custody, referring to a chronological record that details who handled the evidence, when, where, how, and why. Pathfinder, an AI-based analytics program that transforms overwhelming volumes of digital data into actionable leads. An average criminal case can have numerous devices containing over 60,000 messages, 32,000 images, and 1,000 videos. Sifting through this amount of data manually can take up to 45 hours per case. While various competitors offer similar phone cracking tools, Cellebrite is the world's only end-to-end platform that manages the full life cycle of digital evidence from case to courtroom. Several key factors have created a wide competitive moat around the business that make it virtually immune from AI disruption. First, there's the physical hardware component that's required to tap into the data that Cellebrite runs through its software platform. This data is locked behind some of the world's most sophisticated encryption protocols, meaning it's not accessible for AI tools without first crossing this physical barrier. Cellebrite has spent decades developing the proprietary hardware to access this data, but even if an upstart competitor somehow caught up with Cellebrite's multi-decade technological lead, it would still be playing from behind. That's because of the trust and brand power Cellebrite has established within the global legal and law enforcement systems. Cellebrite has established itself as the gold standard among court systems globally. Its methods, systems, and data integrity are widely recognized as providing accurate and reliable forensics. And because of this trust factor, law enforcement agencies have little incentive to switch to an unproven competitor, where the evidence might not hold up in court. Another form of customer lock-in comes from the extensive training required to fully master the capabilities offered by Cellebrite's platform. The company has established the Cellebrite Academy, which provides digital forensics training and certification for Cellebrite's tools. It is the world's largest digital forensic training and certification program. Switching to a competing provider becomes a daunting task. Already, Cellebrite has proven that its forensics tools are incredibly sticky among existing customers. The business consistently generates a revenue retention rate of around 125%, meaning its customers spend 25% more on its products each year. As the gold standard in providing mission-critical forensics tools to law enforcement globally, Cellebrite's revenue trajectory has shown no sign of any competitive threat throughout its history, a trend that has remained intact despite the rise of AI tools in recent years. In 2025, the company grew revenue 19% to $476 million, or just 1% shy of its long-term guidance for 20% annual revenue growth, an impressive result considering the budget constraints Cellebrite faced from its key customers in the U.S. federal government last year. Looking ahead, we expect Cellebrite to continue on its long-term trajectory of growing revenue by approximately 20% per year, while generating 30% free cash flow margins. Thus, for 2026, we're projecting about $570 million in revenue and $171 million in free cash flow. At a recent share price of around $14, Cellebrite trades with a market capitalization of $3.4 billion. It has a pristine balance sheet with $480 million in net cash for an enterprise value, sum of market capitalization and net debt, at just under $3 billion. That puts its valuation at less than 18x EV to free cash flow, or a nearly 50% discount to the S&P 500's 37x free cash flow multiple. And yet it's growing nearly twice as fast with margins more than twice as high as the average S&P 500 constituent. For a business of Cellebrite's quality, with a dominant competitive position and locked-in customer base, we believe the business will eventually trade at a significant premium to the overall market. But even if the valuation remains constant and the business continues growing at 20% per year, investors should earn a similar rate of return over the long run. While we are not recommending Cellebrite to our complete investor subscribers at the moment, we are keeping an eye on its ongoing performance. Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland.